Well, here we are talking about animals, and animals have become more and more important to people all around the world as they realize that they bring comfort to people, use them in old people's homes, they teach kids things, they're good family pets. And Hazel, I know you like pets, that's why I'm glad you could be with us.
Yeah, I do like pets. In fact, you said sometimes pets go to visit elderly people, and my pet does that too. I have one dog that visits patients at the hospital.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Oh, they love that, don't
they?
In old people's homes, like that, right? And kids have to learn how to take care of pets, and they learn a lot of responsibility when they have to learn how to feed an animal and comb it and take care of it, don't they?
Right. I think teaching responsibility is a great, you know, giving them a pet is a great way to teach responsibility. They have to learn to walk them and schedule time to bathe them and feed them and things like that.
Right. That keeps them from being too selfish, thinking about themselves, thinking about their pets.
Right, exactly.
And the pets take care of the kids a lot of times, too, especially dogs, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Well, our article on pages 14 and 15 are talking about some new things. Now, some people do spoil their jobs. And what word did we use when they say they do too much for their animals?
They're obsessive and they're over the top. So when we do too many things, we say we're over the top. So examples of that would be leaving millions of dollars to your pet after you die, or buying them
expensive
cute
clothes.
Outfits and jewelry and things like that.
Yeah, that's true. But to take good care of them is not being obsessive, right?
No, it's not. Dogs are kind of accepted as part of the family. Of course, they're very important to most people in the family, so you need to take care of them.
And they don't live as long, so that usually they live 12 or 15 years, and when they pass away, it's so hard for the kids, hard for everybody in the family, because it just seems like part of the family's gone. The pets become a real part of a family, don't they?
They are a big part, and we can enjoy them, and that's wonderful, so why not take good care of them?
Right. So our article on pages 14 and 15 are talking about new gadgets or new things that are technology, the state-of-the-art technology that you can show you how to really take care of your pet. Now, before, they did have some things that showed you where your pet was. Now, Voice has a new thing that not only shows you where your pet is, but what else does it show you?
Well, it shows you your dog's vital signs and even calories burned, so you can keep track of your dog's health and how well its body is doing.
And see if they're moving around or what they're doing and all those kind of things. That's good. Well, we're going to find out some more things today on page 15. So let's start over here with what's the one we're going to talk about first, Hazel?
We're going to talk about the Pet Cube.
PetCube.com. So let's read about that one.
Pet Cube. Have you ever wanted to see what your dog is up to while you're at work? Or talk to her? How about play with her? The Pet Cube allows you to do all three. It is a box that contains a wide-angle HD camera, a microphone and speakers, and a pet-safe laser pointer. While you're away, you can watch and hear what she's up to, talk to her through the speakers, and of course get a game of laser chase going, all through your phone. The goal is to not only stay connected with your pet while you're gone, but also to get them active while you're away. And of course, there is a mobile app so you can share photos of your pet going bonkers with the laser pointer, or perhaps getting into mischief while they think you aren't looking.
So what do you think about the Pet Cube? Maybe that's something you would like to get if you have a pet. Have you ever wanted to see what your dog is up to while you're at work? I know I have.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. You know, they have had some cameras. I've seen some people have put cameras in their house and taken pictures of the pets and see what they do. They chew on things or get things out of drawers and say, now we know what they're doing, right?
Right.
You come home and they're just sleeping, but the house is all torn apart.
That's right.
The room's all over.
Right.
That's right. So sometimes you even want to talk to them, especially like if you're on a trip or you're away or something like that, mm-hmm. and they can hear your voice. You could do it on the phone, but they can't see you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we've done that with when we're taking care of people's pets and they're gone, we put them on Skype and mm-hmm. let them see them.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of look around. They don't know what's going mm-hmm. on. Yeah. But this is a new one to do this.
Right. Sometimes I've thought about calling and leaving a message on the answering machine because mm-hmm. you know they'll hear your voice, but then you can't see if they're mm-hmm. reacting or not.
That's
so
true.
Yeah.
It takes the fun out of it.
So this is kind of interesting, don't you think, this pet cube?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a great idea.
So then the pet cube allows you to talk to your pet and also allows you to see your pet and also play with your pet while you're at work.
How can you play with it? Well, you can use some kind of pointer.
It's got the little laser light. So
yeah.
the laser goes around on the floor, and then if your pet enjoys that kind of thing, the pet will chase it.
Cats like that. Yeah,
cats really love that. Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. they do. They jump around for mm-hmm. those, yeah. But then you can watch them and, you know, but and you better not do that when you're in the office. I think you should do it at lunchtime.
Right.
not during office hours, right?
Yes. Well, it says that the box contains a wide-angle HD camera, so you get to see a wide view of your environment, and it has microphone and speakers and a pet-safe laser pointer.
Okay, so I think that's pretty interesting in a way because maybe your dog sleeps too much when you're gone, so you can wake him up and talk to him and use something like the laser pointer to get him to jump around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good idea. It says this one, you can share photos of your pet going bonkers. I mean, going crazy because it's laser pointer. They're trying to catch it, you know.
Yeah, and, I think some pets, especially cats, go.
Cats love that.
Yeah, they're obsessive about the laser pointer.
They jump
they just try to
dogs don't
catch
care
it.
That much, right?
Right. Mm. Not all dogs, but some do.
Yeah. So you can use this for cat or dog.
Yeah. And it would be good exercise for them.
That's what we call it, pet cube. I don't think birds would like it.
I don't know.
Who knows, right?
If you get me one, we'll try.
You will try one out and see. Well, an HD camera is a very good high-definition mm-hmm. camera, and you can see quite clearly. And so it would be kind of a fun idea.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably expensive, Hazel. You check the price first, though.
I didn't see the price. I did check, but I didn't see the price.
Okay.
But we'll
maybe
see.
It hasn't hit the market yet. Do you think it's on
we'll
the market?
Well, we'll see. I'm not sure.
It's a good idea, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea where it says you can watch and hear what she's up to, and you can talk to them through the speakers. I think that'd be a little freaky if I were the dog, and all of a sudden I think I'm home alone. All of a sudden, I hear my owner's voice. Hey, howdy!
What? Where?
You want to jump up on them, and you'll just see this picture, and you know where they are.
Well, dogs yeah. have a different understanding. I know one of my dogs, when she sees a dog on the computer, on the laptop, she runs around to the back of the laptop to see where the dog is. So she just really thinks it's real. Or on TV, she
right.
just goes crazy because she goes bonkers. Because she thinks there's another dog in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some dogs kind of ignore the ones on TV,
yeah.
too.
My other dogs have all ignored that, but
yeah.
she's really sharp. When she sees an
she
image
sees
of a dog, she knows,
excited,
even
right?
if she can't hear it.
Right.
So it would be interesting to see what their response is if they hear your voice and you're
right.
not there.
Yeah. yeah,
that's true. Well, wait till your birthday, Hazel. You got a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll see about
yeah.
that.
I like what it says here, that the goal is to not only stay connected with your pet while you're gone, but also get them active while you're away. So you're playing with them, so they're mm-hmm. not just sitting there or lying
That's true.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. You can hear what they're doing. You can help them be more active and then stay connected because sometimes animals don't even want to eat. Let's say you're gone for several days
mm-hmm.
and somebody's taking care of them for you
mm-hmm.
and they don't even want to eat. But if you say, come on now, you eat, and they hear your voice, maybe they
mm-hmm.
will.
They might. Yeah.
Might help out that way. It could
mm-hmm.
be very useful, don't you think?
Yeah. I think if the cube fed the dog, too, and watered it, that would be even better.
Took it out for a walk.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's coming up in the
it's
next
coming,
one.
Yeah.
That's too high technology.
That's next generation.
Next
generation.
But there are different things that they're doing. And of course, people make these things to make money, but they also make them to make your dogs and cats healthier, too, I think, don't
mm-hmm.
you?
That's right.
Yeah. That's some of these gadgets, they check their health and their exercise. So that might takes it to a new level,
mm-hmm.
not just to see what they're doing, but to do something about it,
that's
don't
right.
you think?
Yes. So next, we're going to be talking about another piece of technology. It's called Pet Hub Digital Pet ID Tags. That is a mouthful. These are ID tags, but they have something special embedded in them.
Right, so let's read about that one.
Pet Hub Digital Pet ID Tags. Even the dog ID tag has gotten a techie upgrade. The Pet Hub provides a QR code embedded in the back of your dog's ID tag, which, when scanned by someone's phone, pulls up all your dog's important information. Not only that, but you're instantly alerted to when someone scans the tag, so you know Fido has been found, or perhaps taken, by someone. The QR code basically acts as an external microchip whose data anyone can access if they know what a QR code is and what to do with it. Unlike a microchip, you don't need to take the pet to a shelter or vet's office to scan and find an owner's information. However, if the collar or tag falls off while Fido is lost, then you're out of luck. Still, it's an interesting concept for putting more information about your dog on a tiny tag via QR code.
Well, QR code is very handy. That's why we put it here in the magazine for you. People are using it more and more. But this Pet Hub website, Hazel, did you look that one up too?
I did. I looked all these up, and they all looked very interesting. And at the time I looked them up, some were not quite available yet. But maybe they've hit the market by now. We'll check again and find out.
Okay. That's right. These are things that are hitting the market, are coming up now. Mm-hmm. So this digital pet ID tags. Now, we've had ID tags for animals for a while. They have one that they embedded, what they implant in the dog, don't they?
Yeah, those are called chips or microchips. And my dogs have those in a lot of areas. It's the law that your dog needs to have one, and it can't get shots. You can't get the tag for the dog. The government tag if the dog doesn't have a chip.
I see.
That's pretty important, but that's hard. If you find a dog, you need to take it to the vet, or if you lose your dog, you're not sure if the person will bother to take the dog to the vet and check. So a digital pet ID tag sounds like a very good idea.
That's an upgrade. That means it's making new progress. Well, it says it provides a QR code embedded in the back of your ID tag, right?
That's right.
And then you can find their phone and all the information. And what else can you find out?
Well, I think it's great that it has this information, and it says not only can you find out your dog's information, but you're instantly alerted when someone scans the tag. So you know Fido has been found or perhaps taken by someone.
Stolen.
Oh no.
That would be dead.
So Fido is like a name for a dog. I think the Latin means faithful. And we learned yesterday that Fluffy, sometimes people call their dogs Fluffy, and Fido is another name that used to be very popular. So they just use the dog's name. They picked one at random. But we often refer to dogs as Fido.
That's true, yeah. Well, right. The QR code, now, that's kind of like an external microchip. Now, when you have a microchip in your job, you have to go to the vet to find out more about it. But the QR code, anybody can look at it, right?
That's right, and that's very handy. But I think one thing that's very important, too, is that if someone scans the tag, you get information so you know someone has found your dog. And that would make you feel better about that. You could contact that person. Or maybe they've taken the dog, but they're curious about who owned it or something. So you can find out when someone scans it.
That's true. That is pretty interesting. And you can do it right away. You don't have to go to a vet's office someplace to get the information. So that's pretty interesting.
That's right. It makes it a lot easier for you to keep track of your dog and to give the information you need in case it does get lost and someone wants to return it to you. So technology really makes things a lot easier and more convenient.
Now this tag, is that on a collar or not? Is that inside the dog or is that just in a
collar? It's external. So it's an external microchip, so it is on the dog's collar.
So if it falls off or somebody takes it off, then that you can't do anything. You're out of luck,
yeah. It says. Yeah. So there's pros and cons for each. I know someone that doesn't want to get the microchip inside their dog internally because their dogs are so small. They're afraid that the shot might hurt
or it
might get infected or something. I think generally they're very safe, but there are a few people that would rather not do that. So you could get an external tag.
It sounds better to me than try to put one inside the dog. What do you think?
Yeah, I think having that thing outside, it's less pain. You just kind of clip it on and it just makes it a lot easier.
Well, and I think, too, with the internal chip, people might not realize, oh, I can take the dog to the vet and have it scanned.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But with a tag, you would know that there's some information there. But I still think tags do get lost or they're falling off, or if someone does steal your dog and they don't know it has an internal chip, and you could say, well, that's my dog, let's take it to the vet and I can prove it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So there are pros and cons.
But it seems to be the easiest way would be to have it on that one that you can just put on their collar.
And also, I believe you pay a fee. Like if you get, I did look this up, and if you get just the basic identify your dog, then I think that's free. But if you want other data to be given when someone finds your dog, then you need to pay a monthly fee. Hmm. Just a few dollars. It's not very expensive.
That's the way with all these apps and things. Everything starts out free, but you pay for this, for that. And people are getting kind of used to that nowadays. So.
But it's certainly worth it if you have a dog and you could find it, or this would help you find it if it got lost. It would certainly be worth a few dollars.
I think so. It would be good to check out all these websites, don't you think?
Yeah, I think with all this new technology, it's important, especially for those with pets, to really keep up to date and to really know what's available out there.
And I would think that this could be used on a cat, too. Wouldn't you think so?
Possibly. Cats aren't as good with ID tags sometimes because they like to run and jump, and you don't want a collar to get caught on a fence or a tree or something.
Yeah, the cats, we don't have the collars as much. That's true. Right.
But a lot of cats, too, especially in cities, stay indoors. So.
Yeah. Well, there are other ways you can help your dog keep fit, too, and there's some more here. One of them is whistle. Would you read that?
Sure. It says, other ways to help your dog get fit. Whistle. Whistle has rapidly become one of the most popular ways to track your dog's activity 24/7. You can compare your dog's activity to other dogs of similar breed, age, and weight. Find out how he ranks and set goals for daily activity to keep him healthy. Whistle has even partnered with Jawbone, so you can track your own fitness through UP and compare it to your dog's activity.
Wow. Have you ever heard of that? Have you tried it?
I haven't tried it. I've heard of Jawbone.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds very beneficial if you want to stay in shape, how much exercise you do, how many calories you lose. You can keep track of all these things.
Right.
And with Whistle, I guess you can keep track of you and your dog. Stay healthy.
24/7. What does it mean when you say 24/7?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
All the time.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Day and night, right?
Mm-hmm. Day and night.
That's better than 7-Eleven. It's 24/7.
Well, I think 7-Eleven is 24/7 now.
I know it is now. That's true. But those are some things that you can use. And another thing here is one that's called FitBark.
That's right. FitBark, similar to Whistle, FitBark looks at your dog's activity level. How much time your dog spends at her different energy levels, compares your dog to other dogs of similar breeds to assess energy level, shares data with your vet, and factors in data from your own human fitness tracker.
Well, what about these things? Seems to me that it takes a lot of time to do that. When do you have to be obsessive about your dog to go to that extreme? What do you think, Kitty? So are these really worth looking into or not?
I think they're worth looking into, but you probably don't need them all, or maybe just choose one or two. But also, when I read that, I'm thinking, what about the poor vet? Is the vet really going to track everybody's dog?
Mm-hmm.
I doubt it. But
then
if there is a problem, perhaps your vet could go back and look at the dog's activity to see what was leading up to the difficulty or the problem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's good.
There's a lot involved in that, really. Yeah.
I do wonder, though, where all this information is being stored. You know, I think now with new technology, we often hear about people's information getting stolen off the internet and things
lost,
like that.
So, put it on the cloud or something.
Dog needs privacy.
Security. Well, yeah, I mean, especially, I mean, I was thinking about, you know, earlier we talked about one of these devices having a camera, and actually a friend of mine, she didn't have one for her pet, but for her son. She had a monitor on her smartphone.
Her baby,
But one day she turned it on, and it actually showed her someone else's house.
Uh-oh.
And so that kind of scared her a little bit, that she could see someone else's house. And she wondered, oh, can someone else see my house? Mm-hmm. You know, so things like that sometimes you have to be very careful about.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be scary, wouldn't it?
It sure would be, yeah. You see someone else's dog.
Right.
No, that would be scary. So privacy is an issue, too.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, all these gadgets, you have to keep them up and so forth. But it's good that they do have these things. The ones that we've talked about. Let's just review. Which ones have we talked about so far? What's the first one?
Well, we talked about Tag, and it's a GPS for your dog. So when your dog gets lost, if it's an escape artist, you'll be able to know where he goes to.
That sounds like a good, simple one. Now, if you have Tag, you might not need voice. What do you think? Do you need both of those, or you just choose one?
I think you could just choose one. They both have similar functions. They both track activity data. Voice does track more of the vital signs and health and calories burned. So this helps you to optimize your dog's behavior and its health.
What do you think, Hazel, those two?
Well, I'm not sure which one is
the
best.
You have to kind of see which one would suit. And
yeah,
you've got three dogs.
So. You might want to look on the websites and see what they look like, and depends on the size of your dog. And
but I think you'd kind of like that pet cube, so you could have the HD camera in your house.
Would be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun to see what your animals are doing?
Pet cube may not track your dog, but you can keep track of your dog by looking at the app.
And you can talk to them, and then when you talk to them, they come over there and they see you. Do they see you, too? I think they do, don't they?
I'm not sure. I think it's just a camera that you can look at them.
Talk to them, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think you just look at them.
You talk
but don't worry, if that's all it is, maybe the next generation, they'll be able to see you.
do a selfie on it.
Yeah. Well, we see a picture of the pet cube over there on the top of page 15.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks like a square box that you can use to interact with your dog.
And it looks like that dog might be playing with the laser chase.
Yeah, I think so. It looks like they're playing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the other one that we talked about was the pet hub thing, and that you could put those tags
right, the pet hub digital pet ID tags. This keeps your information. It used to be where you had to have it engraved onto the tag, and that was probably not as convenient, but now it's on a QR code, and anybody can just take their cell phone and just scan it. If your pet gets lost, they can return it to you.
Right.
I would hope it would also include just the name and phone number for people that aren't as high tech.
Right.
Because everybody isn't into that. You know?
Right, yes.
But it's a good reminder, even if you don't go high-tech gadgets, to keep a name tag on your dog's collar so that if your dog does get lost, put your cell phone number on it, so if you run out looking for your dog and someone calls, you can know that your dog's been found. So always keep an eye on your pet.
I am very surprised at how many people here in Asia where we live don't have tags on their dogs.
That's true.
You know, they just walk around without the tag and the collar.
They think they're going to be able to hang on to it, and they don't realize something could happen and lose the dog.
So I think it's very important. And actually, you should probably keep your dogs on a leash most of the time.
Especially when they're outside. They could just run across the street and get hit by a car or something.
Yeah. And if you want them to run, take them to the dog park.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's very good. So these are different things that have to do with the way you could take care of your dog. Now, they're not really excessive, but if you're obsessive, then that's when you spend too much money on buying things that are very expensive for your dog, that, you know, changing the clothes and the styles, and that's being a little obsessive, isn't
it? Right. Obsessive would be to buy every single one of these devices that we're talking about and using all of them at the same time.
And expensive clothes.
Right, yes, and leaving millions of dollars.
Right. Okay, well, thanks for being with us, because we know that a lot of people do have pets now. And remember that you have to, when you have pets and children, you have to teach the children, not let them just go up and holler at the pets and poke at their eyes. That's what little kids do naturally.
That's right.
But you need to teach them how to be gentle around pets too, don't you?
Right.
That's right. Children can learn a lot from pets.
Right. And don't forget to check out our features with the QR codes up at the top of the page, and just to learn more about these devices and the article.
Let us hear from you and write into the website or our letters, and let us know if you like the features and the articles and more things that you want to know about this year, so we can make Advanced very useful for you in your life. And take good care of your pets and your friends' pets and animals around you. Be kind to Animals Week. How about that?
That's a good idea.
Okay. Well, thanks. We'll see you next time for a new article. Goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everyone.